The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Right here, man. You got to start over.
We could talk during it. This is Crosstalk Unhinged. We could do whatever we want.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers. Crosstalk is back.
Yes.
But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk Unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We are back after a little bit of a COVID hiatus.
Oh, my God.
Carmi's like at the beginning. He's like, this got to be clean open.
Well,
guys,
we
got to have a clean open here. Can't talk during the open.
I thought it had to be a clean open. I said, better restart it. So he said, no, fuck you. It's unhinged. It doesn't fucking matter.
We could talk during all of it.
All right. So let's get fucking nuts.
So Waddle is not here. Waddle is still dealing with. He told me this morning he's still testing positive.
Wow, really?
But
a week later?
I guess Merkin said you could test positive for like weeks.
Oh, boy.
But
90 days.
But still not be like, who the fuck knows anymore?
Holy shit.
90 days.
90 miles.
Let's pop Yurko up a little bit here. Mark, where's Yurko's mic here?
What's going on here?
Yeah, push that up.
There we go. Give me a little bit of volume here.
Now you sound great.
He got his vaccine. He's got four boosts. It's still only 12% effective. Congratulations.
Mark, do you know?
Are we going to do that?
Hey,
Rogan,
you got to watch
taking the shots.
Hey, Rogan.
The most intelligent man in America, Joe Rogan.
I
appreciate
it. I like Joe a lot, but I might disagree.
You can say whatever you want. You want to compare me to Joe Rogan? I thank you very kindly. Thank you.
I could probably come up with a couple of people that are more intelligent.
Hey, they got six more boosters coming out, guys. Make sure you get your shot.
I think we should do like one day where we just name random people or things and see if Yurko likes them or hates them. Because like the TMZ thing still threw me for a loop that Yurko hates him so much.
Me too.
We brought it up yesterday, Carm, right with Crosstalk before Yurko and Black.
And
again, I think I almost lit the wick there.
I didn't get it. I was.
Do you want to explain, or is that going to be too?
Explain what?
Why do you hate TMZ?
I don't go to them for anything credible or for any news whatsoever.
Do you know how much news they break?
I don't care.
Well, but
I don't care.
You might not care, but like
the news outlets in this country are crap.
They're not really a news outlet.
They're not reliable. Well, what are they if they're not a news outlet? If they're breaking news stories, what are they?
Do you know how much
celebrity news? Like it's the modern day People magazine, right?
It's still a news outlet then, right?
Depending on what kind of news you want.
But it's still a news outlet, right? You just said celebrity news.
Yeah.
Sports news. News outlet. If I called them a news outlet, I wouldn't be wrong, right?
I guess.
No, you wouldn't have to guess. You would just say, yes, John, you're right.
Yes,
they're a news outlet. That's all.
Yeah, okay. They're entertainment news. They're an entertainment news outlet.
But is your problem with them that they're not credible?
New York Times, CBS, NBC, WGN. Garbage.
What about the New York Post? I like the tabloidy New York Post.
Garbage, too.
Oh, they got some good stuff.
It's all garbage. And don't trust the government. Always be a skeptic. Always remember that.
I think when you say that they're not credible, though, that's not factually correct.
Nope, that's factually correct. That's what I gave you. Factual.
I think that's an opinion.
No, I'm giving you the facts.
But
not credible.
But the facts won't be on your side.
Where? In what case wouldn't they be on my side?
They get stories correct all the time.
Which ones? Celebrity news stories all the time.
Oh,
TMZ?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Factually speaking, they are constantly breaking celebrity news, and they're right probably 90-something percent of the time. Now, your opinion of them might not be good, but you can't say they're not credible. I would disagree wholeheartedly with
that. Can I say they're incredible?
Sure. I don't think you mean that.
I don't mean that at all.
No.
I don't go to TMZ a lot either.
I like TMZ. When I'm scrolling through.
Sure.
And then they got something that it's just like anything that I'm scrolling through. Half the time I'm scrolling right by stuff.
Yes.
The other stuff, TMZ may have something that, and that's where the Josh Naylor thing came off. Some of the words that he was using, I'm like, what the That's why it was interesting to me.
You know, to go to Josh Naylor, too. Yeah. I mean, he really was about as fired up as you're ever going to see anybody for a game in May. I love it. Don't get me wrong. And it came at the expense of my beloved White Sox. But, like, I don't mind the enthusiasm one bit. I don't.
He felt bulletproof at that moment. When he crossed home plate after the three-run home run, after hitting a grand slam, having eight RBIs on the day,
it's amazing.
He felt bulletproof, and he was just using every swear and every phrase and throwing shit.
It was kind of great.
And he was angry happy or happy angry. It was. You don't want all this smoke, you know. And then he dropped in some choice words too.
It was a remarkable display of emotion. And the end, it came at the expense of my team. And I was like, oh my god, I can't believe he's fucking torching them right now, late in this game. But I didn't have a problem with his enthusiasm one bit. I really didn't. He had a pretty sick bat toss on the grand slam.
Yep.
Can't blame him.
Yeah.
You know.
Quickly, a couple of things. I want to go through the. The whole trading days, or the what is
spring
it? Spring trading.
Yeah,
and get your thoughts on that. But really quick, I wanted to ask you guys this. I don't know if you heard this. Threw me for a loop. Waddle is always pushing the envelope these days. Yeah. He's not here now to defend himself. He would say you're giggling. And did you hear the story that he shared on Waddle's World?
No.
He had a theme the other day, and his theme was mothers and sons. He had two mother son stories. And the first one was,
I don't even know if I want
one like 20-something-year-old kid gave his mom a PlayStation controller for Mother's Day, you know, and then there was a confrontation, whether because he thought the mom was going to give it back to him and he was really giving a gift to himself, he ends up shooting the mom.
Jesus.
But not dead. Okay. Not dead. Everything's okay. Not dead.
Well, it's Mother's Day took a turn for the worse.
and I'm giggling during it. So I'm going to, like, Waddle will say you're not going to sell it right. But I was giggling through it all. I'm like that's, the guy was trying to say, hey, mom, here, happy Mother's Day. I got you a gift. And then it's a gift really for himself. We've all done it, right?
And the mom was upset, and that's when
he didn't have details
started after
that.
All of a sudden, a guy gives his mom a controller for PlayStation, and then a few minutes later, he's shooting it?
Yes, yes. Wow. That's right. Okay. That she took the controller in the car somehow. I don't know if there was, like, an argument before that.
He got arrested, I take it?
Yeah.
It's her controller at this point, right? She gave it to her as a gift.
Right.
It's hers. She can do with it what
she wants. So he's like, okay, I gave that story. Sylvie's giggling during it. So then the next story was about a mother who put her baby up for adoption years ago.
Sure.
It's a responsible
thing to do.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah.
Can't handle it. You want to go ahead and put the baby up for adoption. It makes sense.
They reconnected 8 years later, right, knowing that, hey, you're my mom. Hey, you're my son. And they start getting to know each other. And then they really start getting to know each other.
Getting to know you.
Yeah.
Getting to know all about you.
Waddle's World story.
And now they're a thing. And the way he
a
was
thing,
just,
it's called,
how old?
They should be in jail too.
Hold on. Yeah. How old was the child when he was let go and put up for
it? It was immediate. Baby. Yeah.
Well, 8 years later they meet. They can't have a relationship at the age of nine.
Oh, no. Eight years ago from now. So this was years. He's now, I believe, in his 20s or 30s.
All right, that makes
sense. He's
in his
30s.
As a consenting adult, he decides to be a mommy for
him. So, but my point is he threw me all of a sudden. We're discussing incest on Waddle's World.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know, time
is that okay?
I don't think it's okay.
Okay for here. I don't know if it's okay for there.
I don't know that it's okay for here.
I don't think it's okay for here.
You have to have a tremendous ability to dance around it when you're on the air. Without getting actually into it, you have to have the ability to dance with it. But if we're unhinged, we're unhinged.
Yeah, but that's... It's,
why wouldn't incest be a topic
it's
here?
It's because it's so unpleasant.
It's so taboo.
A lot of things we talk about are unpleasant.
I don't think so.
I think we normally have fun in here.
I mean...
And taboo.
Of course it's weird. What was the last unpleasant thing we talked about on
this pod? Unpleasant.
I think we mostly have fun. We laugh. Yeah, we work blue, but, like, I don't know. Incest stories are best kept.
I think we can all agree that
I
think we can all agree incest is wrong.
Well, of course.
Okay? So if we're all working from the basic premise that it's wrong, talking about it happening somewhere in the world without getting into graphic details can still be discussed.
Now,
it's idiotic. It's stupid.
Waddle relied on two things to make it like a story worth sharing. One is because their reasoning was because it's science. There's some sort of science with the attraction.
That's dumb.
The science says you shouldn't fuck your mom. That's okay. That's first science. Well, am I wrong?
Common sense would tell you that.
It's the Oedipus complex, isn't it? Isn't that what it's called? It's the Oedipus
from Othello, I believe.
I don't know what that is.
At all.
It's not from Othello. Which one is it from?
It's Greek mythology, right? And he kills the father so he can be with the mother. And there's like the science, or if you spoke to someone who is much more suited to handle this heavy subject matter than I, would tell you that there is something inherent in human behavior that I can't do it justice because I'm not well versed enough. But like the idea is that they, you know, there still wants to be like a dominance over this female figure in your life. And that's why, like, they're, you know, so when you say they're science, I think there probably is something that could happen.
That's what they were saying.
In the brain.
That's what Waddle was relying on. And then Waddle also said that you giggled when the mom got shot over the PlayStation controller. So if you think shooting somebody is funny, then what's wrong with me giving...
Listen, I don't think anything's wrong with you. I think something's wrong with Waddle right now, that he's digging up these stories and he's bringing them to Waddle's world.
Yes, I agree. That's a problem. In Shakespearean lore, it's Hamlet that deals with the Oedipal complex.
You're right, Yurko.
It's Hamlet. So I was heading in the right direction with the wrong title. So Hamlet is where we go. I'm going to read it a little bit now.
I don't know. I know we've gone down the rabbit hole. The Oedipus complex is a psychoanalytic theory proposing that children have possessive sexual desires for their opposite sex parent while viewing their same sex parent as a rival, and that the complex is resolved when children overcome their incestuous and competitive emotions and begin to view their same sex parent as, and now I got to click for more. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's true.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the term derives from the Theban hero Oedipus of Greek legend, who unknowingly slew his father and married his mother.
Unknowingly, though.
Well, if it's unknowing, why would that...
Right. Yeah, exactly. See? Unknowingly.
I don't know.
Maybe that was the science part. Like
maybe.
That
maybe.
There was like something in him wired.
They blinded him.
Maybe that's what Waddle is...
I don't know.
So...
We're talking about Oedipus complex. Jesus.
We did go deep.
Let's talk about something.
Sorry. But it was Hamlet. Hamlet. It was Hamlet.
Let's talk about something.
Well, I mean, these are the things that I fucking don't know. Like... You guys can talk about Shakespeare. You guys, like the other, when we were doing the Tito's thing, and you got to name all these European countries, and I think I got four.
Yeah, that was shameful, by
shameful.
The way.
Shameful.
What is the European countries?
But yeah, when Merkin's giving the trivia yesterday, and he asked the question, who inbounded the ball? On the Tony Kukoc chat. I'm yelling at my
Pete
fucking
Myers.
Writer. It was Pete Myers, you fucking asshole.
I know, I couldn't. I missed it.
You missed Pete Myers?
These are the things that I've stored away.
Who won yesterday's game?
No, we did it as like we were lifelines again. We only missed one for the callers, and that was the one we missed. Cap and I, neither one of us could pull that it was Pete Myers.
Why don't you know European countries? Were you sleeping that day in history?
I thought you're, and it's something I would love to go through. Like, you can do it, I'm sure, with like anything on your phone where you go through a remedial history.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I paid more attention to Greek times and what happened
in Rome. It was boring to me.
Textbooks were boring to me.
How many countries are in South America? You know the answer, so don't answer. I'm talking to Sylvia.
Oh, okay.
How many countries in South America?
I think I know the answer.
I'm going to say 12.
It's 13.
I think 13.
You're right there. You're on it, though.
Now, can we name them all? We probably could.
Well, we could all name them, and it wouldn't even be.
No, like these are the things, the basic, like geography is a great example. I wish I knew where everything was. Well, I don't.
What are the Scandinavian countries?
Don't.
Oh, you know
Scandinavian.
Sweden?
Sweden, yes.
Switzerland?
No.
No.
Shit.
Switzerland is just north of Italy.
Each one, right next to them. They had
it's who owns Aruba?
The Netherlands?
No.
Well, the Netherlands. The Netherlands are like the bottom part of it.
Right.
Like, it's the three countries above them.
See, these are the things.
One shares 800 miles of border with Russia. and they're about to join NATO. Don't
Starts
you watch
with an
the
F.
news?
Starts with an F.
Helsinki is its capital.
Finland.
Where do all the great hockey players come from?
These are
Norway. Norway. Sure.
Norway.
In Norway. Yeah. Like I should know that.
Those are your three Scandinavian
countries. Yurko, and this is where you're smart like hell. Like Yurko knows medicine. Yurko knows.
Oh, he pretends he knows. Medicine.
I know common sense. I could tell you the grid
TMZ.
System in Chicago.
I know TMZ.
But
What system in Chicago?
The grid system. How addresses work and the streets and everything.
Yeah. East, west, north, south.
Yeah, but
and all
these
your
are the things.
Ones,
I was an asshole when I was 10
yes,
and 12.
You are.
And all I wanted to do was read Sports Illustrated.
I know.
And I didn't give a shit what they were telling me in these classes.
I wish you paid more attention.
Yeah, of course.
I wish I paid more attention to.
All right, name me the 1988 offensive line for the San Francisco 49ers. Go.
88?
Yeah,
well, I don't think they played
Randy
the
Cross.
Bears.
Randy Cross is there.
Hawaiian
guy.
Jesse Sapulu. Jesse Sapulu.
Yeah. Look at the American yelling at. Yeah.
Who was the big left tackle?
The guy with the big ass.
No.
Derek Dease is different.
Why am I blanking on the big left tackle who's so good for them?
You know who he is.
I know.
Ballard.
Nah, I wasn't thinking him. I'm thinking
B-A-L-L-A-R-D.
Chris Ballard.
Harris Barton.
Harris Barton. That's a good call.
Harris Barton was number 79.
Harris Barton.
Well, the point is, I'm just being a smart ass.
You
had your head buried in
the stuff that I paid attention. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that 88 team, I think we talked about yesterday, that was the team that beat the Bears.
They beat the shit out of them.
In Soldier Field during, quote, Bear. That was the day that Bear Weather died, right? Can't we go back to that day? And it's been shown over and over that it means shit. Yeah. But that was the day that Bear Weather died.
I mean, look, I can find some examples where teams were in here that weren't accustomed to it, whether they
like
play
the
in the
Saints
South or
the NFC
Cowboys,
Championship game.
Right, like, the Cowboys a few years ago. Like, we've seen teams be miserable here. The Rams.
Atlanta.
The Rams on Monday night.
Right.
Yeah. Was that a Sunday night, I think?
It could have been a Sunday night.
Yeah, and they were
they
miserable.
They didn't want to be here.
But for all of those games, like, I can just as easily find games that Sylvie's talking about where the 49ers come in here in January for an NFC title game in 1989.
And dominate.
January of 89, the 88 season. And they beat the shit out of the Bears.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what's happened to Lambeau's home field advantage in the playoffs?
Well, you remember
like,
when that happened.
You know,
Michael Vick and the Atlanta Falcons went up there in like 01 or 02 and just absolutely destroyed it.
So it's just not a guarantee like people think it is, you know.
Yeah.
So I could find examples on both sides for sure, like most things.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to also talk about something important. I was glad Sylvie and Waddle gave me the heads up on this because I heard them talking about it. And then I heard you busting my balls a little yesterday that I was behind in winning time. And I was because
I'm shocked.
I'm caught up. But it's just,
it's been
so busy. Like
I know.
My son's got baseball every fucking night.
Because it's all I heard
every
you talking about.
Night.
Because the weather was so shit.
Exactly.
That we're making up games left and right.
Between practice and like two leagues worth of games, it's every fucking night.
Right.
So I've been playing catch up on a lot. Like I'm coming home trying to catch up on Sox games or NBA playoff games. I just finally last night I watched the last two. I was up till 1:30. I crashed through the last two episodes, and I love the show. We could talk more about the show, but I was prepared for cock and balls in episode 9, I think, or it was episode 10 maybe, because I heard Sylvie and Waddle say, "Boy, I could do without the schlong."
Are you talking about episode nine? When they celebrated, I think it was either winning the number one seed or getting to the NBA finals.
Yeah.
And they show the Lakers locker room, and I think it was Jamal Wilkes.
Was it Cooper or Wilkes? Or, yeah, whoever it was. It was pretty quick, thank God.
Full
I was ready.
Yerk.
I knew it was coming. I said, I know it, because Waddle and Sylvie said, be prepared for schlong. And I said, this is probably the scene they're fucking grab-assing.
I've experienced it in real life.
Well, we all have, but it's still somewhat stunning sometimes. You know, they're grab-assing in the locker room, and maybe it was Jamal Wilkes. There it is, schlongage. Luckily, it was quick. I was like, ooh.
It was gratuitous.
Ooh.
Like, again, like, you know how people say that all the time about showing women?
Yeah.
Like, that was a gratuitous frontal.
Gratuitous.
Just for shock value.
Your goat was gratuitous. But that fucking show.
Had no reason there. You're in the locker room,
I tell you, that show. I don't care how much bullshit it was. I mean, and it was a lot of bullshit, I'm sure. But entertaining. It was entertaining.
It was fun, but I finished watching Ozarks.
Oh, see, I haven't started yet. I got to.
All right, without giving away spoilers, without giving them, Merkin hasn't seen them all. I have too. Did you finish?
I have not. Not yet.
Can you?
Oh, boy.
Because there's controversy. People either hate the ending or okay with the ending.
Right.
I'm okay with the ending.
I have questions, but I'm okay with it.
I got questions, too, and I didn't mind the ending.
We need to do a pod on this just right.
Once we're done.
Whenever one's caught up.
Yeah. The criticism of it being too dark, like it's dark all the time, that's the one criticism that I've seen of these final seven episodes is the mood lighting in this whole seven is like unreasonably dark all
the
time.
Why does it seem like shows are doing that more often?
The director talked. There's a 30-minute special when it's done. I don't know if it worked.
I didn't.
The director talked about how they shoot things with a different sort of lens to make things, I think, darker.
In the final episode, there's a wonderful premonition about one of the characters. And it truly is a telltale sign of things to come. Yeah. Right. And it was.
Be careful.
When it was happening, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, boy.
That's why I said.
So I'm going to be on the lookout.
People have heard that I liked it, and they're like, Sylvie, you're out of your fucking mind. Yeah. It sucked.
I think they could have done better, but I didn't mind it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It didn't disappoint me.
It's hard to end these shows. These like historically good shows that generate a lot of buzz that are really well done. It's tough to end them. People are never, you're never going to make everybody happy.
The only good final episode is MASH.
Right.
MASH. Well, I think Breaking
Bad. But the ending truly is the focus, and I don't want to ruin it, but one of the members of the family. And he's got a gun in his hand.
All right, be careful.
Yeah, now you've limited it to two.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear any more.
But you're right. It's a full circle thing.
Right.
Breaking Bad.
Exactly.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Breaking Bad's finish, I think, was good. That was about as well as you're going to do for... Which one?
Seinfeld. Yeah, Cheers Seinfeld. Was Cheers was terrible. Anytime you get sentimental, I think it goes bad.
Really?
When you get sentimental, I think it goes bad. You just need to end it like it's okay.
But
it's over.
I didn't mind the end of Cheers, actually. I thought they...
I don't even remember. I
know what you mean. Like, the final scene in Cheers, I think, ended the way that show had to kind of end. It was Sam and Norm having the final conversation in the bar together. You know, like, Norm hangs back when everybody else leaves, and he has that, like, final piece of, life advice. Listen, or whatever he's lived his life, what he says
great.
To Sam.
Right. I mean, That show was great.
It was unbelievable.
Well, for such a long, extended period of time, even with the death of a bartender, even with, you know, Shelley Long leaving and Kirstie Alley coming
in. It got better.
And very rarely do shows get better when they fill a role for somebody
like
else.
Coach
like
Coach died.
And Woody was great.
And Woody was great. And then Kirstie Alley was spectacular.
Yeah. And then the tension between her and Sam Malone.
It was such a great show. And I kind of liked the ending of Cheers because I thought it was cool that it was just the two of them at the end. And then ultimately, it's just Sam left at the end. Sorry, we're ruining Cheers. It's been off the air for 40 years.
Right.
People who are listening to this don't even know. That's true. But it's just Sam.
Go back and watch that. Can you go back and watch that whole series?
Oh, yeah. It's on Netflix
there
and stuff like that. Yeah, you can. Cheers is great.
Carla and her relationship with her guy and her family and everything that they kept turning over. And then when Kelsey Grammer comes on board, and then he's got that dark-haired weirdo that's his wife.
Babe Newworth, is that her name?
I love dark-haired weirdo.
That's how they need to spin off Winning Time with the Larry Bird character to do the Celtics.
Boy, in the Larry Bird
You know
Bird
what I mean?
Stuff?
Like how Kelsey Grammer had Frasier? Like, spin this shit off into motherfucking Larry Bird.
I'm in your head, motherfucker.
I'd love for them to do the 84, 85, 86 Bears, but really kind of give us that...
Ooh.
That extended, like, you know,
the hatred behind the scenes,
Ditka being kind of the commercial ass at the end where he tells everybody not to go do commercials everywhere. And meanwhile, he's whoring himself out like there's no tomorrow.
Everywhere.
You know, after they win something, Otis is going to be there in the locker room.
Oh, with
they're
this
gonna
big
show,
fucking
right?
schlong out. Absolutely. Van Horn and Otis, you know. Waddle will tell you about Van Horn. Yeah. Mongo.
Waddle will tell you about everybody.
Yeah. Mongo. Sure. Mongo used to always tell us. Mongo used to joke, he used to have a great line about the first time he saw Van Horn in the shower.
Do you think Eleanor Mondale stayed with him just because she liked him?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
But Mongo said,
for the conversation.
Mongo once told, and I think he told like a bar we were in, he might have even said it on the air, as clean of a way as he could without getting us in trouble, like on a pregame show. And it embarrassed the hell out of Van Horn. I'm like, what do you have to be embarrassed about? He just announced at the bar how big your fucking cock is. And Mongo said, the first time I saw Van Horn, I looked down and there was a baby's arm holding an apple. You know, I think that was the line, you know. And like he said it in this crowded bar. Van Horn gets fucking beat red. And I'm like, why are you embarrassed? I'm like, you should be fucking up. I'd be going like this. That's goddamn right. You know, hell yes. So, yeah, we'll have to see Mama's Boy.
Well, it looks like the whole schedule's been released, guys.
What the?
The Bears. By the time people listen to this, yeah, they're going to have it at their fingertips.
The Bears'
anyway.
Bye week is week 14.
Oh, so that's probably good, right, Yerk? Get a late one?
Well, that's too late.
I mean, is that too late?
Yeah, I heard.
That's December, like the first week of December.
Do you know? So
it's too late for bye, isn't it?
All right, but hold on. Like, I don't have the.
Like, what do they need for the stretch drive this year?
Listen, well, it doesn't really matter because they're not a competitive team.
Like,
I heard
Chop and Hoodie say today, boy, you got to go on the road two straight weeks to start the season. I think that's what it is. It's going to be tough. I'm like, the whole fucking season's going to be tough this year.
That's true.
It's 49ers at home, then at Green Bay.
Oh, they do open at home.
Yeah, 49ers at home, 49ers at Green Bay. Texans at home, then at Giants, at Vikings.
Did you, like, because...
Then they play the Commanders on Thursday Night Football game.
Yeah, Al Michael, that's... Well, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime.
That's the one I will definitely...
You will not see it, get out of here.
Listen, if it's not available...
Well, everything's still available
right,
in the home market.
Right, it's
got to
be available on the home market, like on Channel 7.
Apple TV doesn't make... It's not...
No, for NFL, though. Isn't that an NFL broadcast?
This is Prime. This is streaming. I don't know.
The NFL rule is that you have to have it available in the local market. Otherwise, the Senate will step in.
I'm pretty sure.
The government will step in and say, hey,
that's
good. It available to your local fans.
Well,
I hope.
What happened?
My fault. I hit it off.
I was just going to say.
It's in front of me. I thought it would be my mic.
Sylvie's right. It's not going to matter much because the Bears aren't going to be very good. But the late buy, and I don't remember the exact stat, forgive me, but I had it during the football season at one point. I think Randy, Mike, and I might have even talked about it on an odds couple. Like, the recent historical data about the team that wins the Super Bowl, there's a pretty strong correlation. Obviously, you have to be good. Don't get me wrong. But, late buys are... They seem
very
to be
good.
Increasingly
the
valuable.
The early buy sucks. I always just like in the
sucks.
Middle. Like you need the break in the middle.
I loved it in October 31st.
And maybe I'll double check and we'll get to it at some point. Not now, but at a future date. But there seemed to be, I remember doing a study about it and reading some stuff about it last year that the later the buy, we're talking weeks 11, 12, 13 buys were strongly correlating with teams making deeper playoff runs, just for what it's worth. But you're right. The Bears are shit anyways.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough season to begin with.
Yeah.
The guys in the morning, Cap and Jay Hood, were saying Kevin Fishbane tweeted that there's a fire game Saturday night before the opener. Why the theory was that they would be on the road for two straight weeks. Because I believe those first two weekends in September after Labor Day, that there are fire Saturday night games at Soldier. Check that. But I don't know if he had wrong information or not. Could they play a Saturday night fire game and have the field ready to play Sunday against the Niners?
NFL could be happening. I can't imagine. Here, I'll bring up the fire schedule. Let me look.
Chicago Fire schedule got two home games in September.
Is one of them on the weekend?
Saturday
before the football?
Listen, guys, they play in stadiums that got NFL lines all over them. You're going to have to lay those lines down on Friday.
It's the home opener. The field should be
is
pristine.
Is the field going to be in good shape?
Yeah, listen, the field's going to be pristine.
They're going to be running, playing
guys,
soccer and tear
about
up the field.
Soldier Field's a piece of crap.
Well, it's already bad to begin.
It's
that's the point.
It's a piece of crap. Why are you going to be upset at the piece of crap for being a piece of crap? Look at you. You're crap. Ooh, you stink.
This isn't an anti-fire
surprised.
Thing either. Don't
no,
get
it's not an
people
anti-fire
come after
thing.
Me and say, you don't already talk about the fire. It's not about the fire. It's about not having the Bears in the best situation always and why we want them to build their own stadium.
But can't you use it as a home field advantage? You know your stadium's crappy or your field's crappy. You know it. You've prepared for it. The other team hasn't prepared for a crappy field. So wouldn't that theoretically be some sort of home field advantage
for
you?
They don't practice on there.
No, 9-10. But soccer does it weird. Soccer lists the home team first?
I think so. It's very
so this weird. Would be – this says they're listed first. And I think they do how they do in European soccer. Yeah. That means they'd be the home team on 9-10 at 7 p.m.
That's what I'm saying. The Bears are at noon the next day?
Yeah.
It's one thing to do a basketball game after a hockey game.
Of course.
That's elementary.
Of course. Right. That seems odd to me. I'm kind of with you.
Why I thought they'd be on the road two straight
weeks. I'm not worried about it. That field is crap. We know it's crap. And whether it's crap for the first game or the 12th game, it's still going
to
be
crap. That's why they need to build
it. Carm's got to run.
Oh, yeah, we got to go. We both have to run.
Real quick. We haven't talked about Tariq Cohen at all or the story that he did for the player.
Should do that. You want to do that on regular crosstalk
today? Yeah, we should.
Today?
We can do that.
Let's do that crosstalk today. We haven't touched it yet either.
I've got some thoughts on it. And I'm a little more sympathetic than I am harsh. But good. there are some areas that I think you've given me too much information. I think it's just crap.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that on a regular crosstalk, which we do each and every day.
We were talking about Blue Chew. Yeah, Blue Chew. Well,
brings you this crosstalk on Hinge.
You mentioned Jamal Wilkes's cock and balls, and it was flaccid, thank God, in the episode that we saw in Winning Time. I don't want to see it erect, but if you need some help getting it erect, boys, you've got Blue Chew done.
That would have been Waddle-esque if I got an incest story, and I'd like to see Jamal Wilkes.
But you've heard us talk about Blue Chew, and if you need a little help, don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. It's okay. All right? Blue Chew is here to help. We've talked about it for years. You've heard Yurko talk about it for years. Yurko is a proud supporter of Blue Chew, and he is not ashamed ever to say, yes,
don't go to war without it.
Exactamundo.
Used it the other night.
So you can't bang like a stallion anymore like when you were 25. We get it. Blue Chew enhances your performance and gives you the confidence you need to make your partner get that big oh. Here's a special deal for our fans. Try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code UNHINGED, and you're going to receive your first month free.
I'm hard over the Sox-Yankees series. I'm excited to see how the White Sox match up.
It's a good call, Sylvie. I thought I was going to be talking about today being hard on, I thought for sure Celtics and Bucks was going to go seven. I'm wondering if the Bucks last night, the way they came back, they're going to finish them off.
Try beating him 4-7.
Good luck. I mean, it's tough. Giannis is...
Merkin's pronouncing Giannis the new Michael already.
Yeah, but much clankier.
I'm with Sylvia. I'm hard over Sox-Yanks this weekend. I want to see how the Sox stack up.
They're hard over
Cole.
Bocce Ball? How'd you do?
No. They ended up canceling the game yesterday. The other team was in Las Vegas, so I'm somewhat disappointed I didn't get a chance to play. But I'm hard over Inter Milan winning the Coppa Italia over Juventus yesterday. My guy, Ivan Perisic, with a brace, 2 goals in
love
3 minutes in extra time. Congratulations. Go out there to him.
All right, boys. Good stuff. He's not here, but stuff. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?